طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Okay, today this is our third session for the مستوى الثاني, second level hadith class for the Medina program. And today inshallah we'll be taking the third hadith. And it will follow the same procedure that we started with in the past classes. That is, we'll go over the hadith a few times, discuss its meaning a little bit, yani the meaning of the words. We'll try to memorize the hadith today. If not, then during the week. We'll look at the grammatical points or vocabulary words, as well as some of the meanings or ruling that might be taken from this hadith. Yani what are the rulings that we understand from it? The exercises are in two parts. One part is dealing with linguistic or grammatical matters, and the other part is dealing with things related to the hadith, yani the narrator of the hadith, the collector of the hadith, and things of this nature. As we said in the beginning, a good portion of these hadith are short hadith and easy to memorize. So we do hope that we'll try to memorize, if not all of them, then at least yani most of them. But hopefully yani at least some of us should be able to memorize all of them, and the rest of us inshallah will memorize most of them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Before we start with the third hadith, we want to just quickly look back at the first two hadith, and if there are any questions about last week's hadith, if there are any questions, we can take that. Any questions? Anybody have a question about the hadith that we did last week? Who memorized the hadith last week? Naam, can you recite for us? من المؤمن الضعيفي, نعم. نعم. And narrated by?
رواه مسلم.
طيب. Anybody else memorize the hadith from last week, the second hadith? نعم, نسيه.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن
قوي خير ومن المؤمن ضعيف. طيب, with alif lam, huh? المؤمن الضعيف, المؤمن القوي. نعم. Okay, so this hadith, the hadith we had last week is narrated by Abu Huraira, right? عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. And the last words of this hadith actually yani are part of the hadith, but they haven't yani included the whole of the hadith, and we just wanted to add those words to the book. وفي كل خير وفي كل خير, because of the importance of those words to the beginning, to the first part of this hadith, we wanted to include it. Even though the hadith is somewhat lengthy hadith and it includes more, but we'll just stop at this point with what we have added here. Okay, this hadith, the meaning of the hadith, who can give us the meaning of this hadith? Last week's hadith. Naam.
The strong Muslim.
Uh-huh.
Beloved to Allah than the weak Muslim, but there is a khayr in all of
them. Okay, anybody want to just modify what he, how he translated it just now? Was anybody paying attention to what he just said?
Strong Muslim.
Huh? Mu'min, naam, the strong believer. The strong believer. Al-mu'min al-qawi. Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu. The strong believer is khayrun, better, wa ahabbu, and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And in each of them there's khair. In each of them. Not only in the strong believer, but also in the weak believer there's khair. Okay, this is a very important hadith. And maybe at the end of the class, if we have time, we'll also go back and look at the first hadith And whenever we have time, inshallah, we're going to try to review the hadith that we had previously so that we can try to retain all of them as we go along. Okay, any question about last week's hadith or the first hadith from the week before? Any question? Any question about the words, grammatical points, or anything before we go on? All right, let's look at the third hadith. Let's look at the third hadith on page 9. On page 9. Okay, we see at the top of the page, الدرسو الثالثو, meaning the third lesson. The third lesson, الدرسو الثالثو. All right, so الثالثو, and if we were looking at the إعراب of this expression, الثالثو, what would we say it is? What? يعني الدرسو الثالثو, huh? Adjective. It's an adjective, a not or a sifa. الدرسو عليكم السلام الثالثو. It's a not or a sifa. And for that reason, since الدرس is definite, الثالثو also has to be definite. And الدرس is مرفوعن, يعني with dhamma, right? And so الثالثو also has to be مرفوعن. And الدرسو is what? Is masculine. مذكر. So الثالثو also is masculine. Okay, this is the third lesson, يعني, and the third hadith. This hadith is also reported from Abu Hurairah, and it is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It's also, and he narrated to us from the companion, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, and it is collected by both Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Before I read this hadith, does anybody know what's the expression that we use when a hadith is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim? Huh? Muttafaqun alayhi. Muttafaqun alayhi. Yani ittafaqa means to agree upon something. So this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. It is agreed upon. Yani by, specifically here, this expression in hadith terminology is used to refer to the agreement by two scholars, that is Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. In terms of what did they agree about this hadith? They agreed that it is sahih. They agreed upon its authenticity. Naam. Okay, so the third hadith. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu. Notice that there's a printing mistake, right? In the end of the supplication, radiyallahu anhu. What is the mistake? Shadda on the noon and fatha. And what should be there instead of the shadda and fatha? What should be there? Huh? Sukoon, should be sukoon. An hu. An abi hurayrata should be a fatha on top of the ta marbuta. An abi hurayrata radiyallahu dhamma. Huh? Radiyallahu anhu qala. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it looks like this is consistent. Here we have قال رسول الله. يعني رسول الله. We see that at the end of the word there's a shadda that doesn't belong there. All right, and it seems like they're consistently placing this shadda there. يعني some typing error in the computer or something. I don't know. In any case, يعني, the meaning of the first part of the hadith is on the authority of Abu Hurairah. يعني, meaning that the one who narrated this hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, is Abu Hurairah. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu means what? What does radiallahu anhu mean? May Allah be pleased with him. يعني, this is a supplication. It's a supplication. Literally it means Allah was pleased with him. Radiallahu anhu. But we know that the past tense verb is sometimes used in the form of a supplication, meaning may Allah be pleased with him. Now, he said, that is Abu Hurairah said, yani we have two qala, right? Qala, qala. Yani Abu Hurairah, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So the first qala is in reference to Abu Hurairah said. And the second word, qala, is in reference to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Okay, what did he say? يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ with dhamma عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ with kasra وَالْمَارُ وَالشَّدُّ on the ra عَلَى الْقَاعِدِ with kasra وَالْقَلِيلُ with dhamma عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ with kasra مُتَّفَكٌ with tanween ضمتين مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ أي رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمٌ. Okay, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. What does this mean? Now, نعم, the younger person says salams to the older person. يعني الصغير literally means small, right? But here we mean small in age. The younger person says salams to the kabir, which literally means big or great, and here we mean يعني bigger in age. In age. يسلم الصغير على الكبير. So notice that الصغير has دمة and الكبير has كسرة. Anybody know why? نعم. مصطفى. الصغير first. Why does it have دمة? Yeah.
الصغير is the مبتدا.
Okay, that if it was the mubtada, it should have dhamma. That's correct. But is it a mubtada here? First of all, let's go back to sentence structure, right? Sentences of how many types? Two types. What are they? Huh? Naam, al-jumla al-fi'liya and al-jumla al-ismiya. Al-jumla fi'liya begins with a fi'l, verbal sentence. الجملة الإسمية begins with an ism, a nominal sentence. يعني the sentence that begins with a verb is a verbal sentence. جملة فعلية. And the sentence that begins with a noun is a nominal sentence. جملة إسمية. So, in order for us to have a مبتدا and خبر, the sentence should begin with a noun. Does this sentence begin with a noun? Begins with a verb. So this is a verbal sentence. So we're looking for a verb, and we're looking for what along with the verb? The doer of the action, the one who's doing the action, which is called the fa'il, right? Okay, so let's look at it one more time. يسلم الصغير. Why does الصغير have dhamma? Huh? Because it's the fa'il. The fa'il is always marfu'un. And in a jumla fi'liya, a verbal sentence that begins with a verb, the fa'il, the one who's doing the action, always takes dhamma. It's always marfu'un. And it doesn't always take dhamma, but it's always marfu'un. Because the sign of it being marfu'un could be dhamma, could be other than that. Okay, depending on if it's a singular word or dual word or plural word, masculine sound plural, whatever, feminine sound plural. But it should be marfu'un. In this case, and it's a mufrad singular word, so it takes dhamma, the sign that it is marfu'un. Okay, so pay attention to the vowel endings, because when you recite the hadith, we want to make sure you use the correct vowels on the end of the word. So if you know why that word has dhamma, that will help you. In case you forget, you know that's a fa'il, it has to have dhamma. يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. Al-kabir has kasra. Why? Because of harfja, because of the preposition ala. The noun that comes after a preposition is always majroor. And the sign here that it's majroor is kasra in this particular case. Okay, so this is the first part of the hadith, and it's in three parts, alright? And each part is similar to the previous part, okay, except that there's different people involved in it, right? يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. Huh? Say it. نعم يسلم الصغير على الكبير. Okay, can you say it without looking? Can you say it without looking? نعم شويب. You got an extra على in there, huh? That's okay. It's good. That's good. Just got one extra preposition in there. نعم. Now, you said يُسَلِّمُ عَلَى الصَّغِيرِ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. Now, somebody else. First part.
نعم
يسلم الصغير على الكبير. What does it mean? الصغير, the younger person, gives salams to the older person. What do we mean he gives salams? We mean here he initiates salams, or she initiates salams, meaning that the younger person should greet the older person first before the older person greets them. That's the meaning. يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرُ doesn't just mean the younger person gives salams to the older person, it means they give salams first. And if they meet, the younger person has to say assalamu alaikum first and not wait for the older person, you greet me first. No, the younger person must give salams first. We're not going to go into the details of this, but if the younger person didn't give salams, can the older person initiate? Yes, they can. But it's more proper that the young person should initiate salams. That's the right of the older person over the younger person. Okay, second part of the hadith. وَالْمَارُ عَلَى الْقَائِدِ الْمَارُ وَالشَّدُّ عَنْ دَرَى الْمَارُ is from مَرَّ يَمُرُّ, mean the one who is passing by. Somebody who's walking, passing by, somebody sitting. Huh? الْمَارُ عَلَى الْقَائِدِ. So the one who's walking by has to initiate, be the first one to give salams to the one who is sitting. Okay, somebody's walking by, somebody's sitting. The one who's walking by should give salams first to the one who is sitting. Okay, so the first part of the hadith, يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرُ. This verb, يُسَلِّمُ, is repeated in meaning by the وَاوَ الْعَطِفُ. Wa meaning wa يُسَلِّمُ الْمَارُ عَلَى الْقَائِدِ. The وَاوَ here, وَاوَ الْعَطِفُ, means a conjunction, right? It's joining the first part of the hadith, the second part of the hadith to the first part of the hadith. So the meaning, the young person initiates salams to the older person, and the passing person initiates salams to the sitting person. Al-maru. Huh? Wal-maru. Al-al-qa'idi. Al-al-qa'idi. Huh? Somebody give me the second part of the hadith. From wow. Now. نعم somebody else. نعم
والمار على القائد.
نعم somebody else. نعم
والمار على القائد.
نعم don't forget the شد on the را, right? Because this verb has two را in it. نعم. Okay, so the meaning here of the first part of the hadith, yani the first two phrases, the young person initiates salam to the older person, and the passerby, the one who's walking by, initiates salams to someone who is sitting. And the last part of the hadith, again with waw al-atif, joining it to the previous part, وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ وَالْقَلِيلُ with dhamma, عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ with kasra. What is the meaning? وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ. The smaller group initiates salams to the bigger group. Okay, al-qalil means a little amount, little in number. Here means the smaller group of people. If there are a group of people that is a smaller group, and there's another group of people that's a larger group, then the smaller group must give salams to the larger group. Okay, so these are the rights of greetings, some of the rights of greetings. Yani in terms of what? Age, younger and older. In terms of people passing by or sitting on the road, in terms of the group being smaller or larger, these are the rules that the Prophet ﷺ has given us. And this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon. A means what? I.e. That is, and it's explaining the meaning of what is muttafaqun alayhi, i.e. that is, yani reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Yani muttafaqun alayhi means it is reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, any question about the words in this hadith? Any question about the words in this hadith? Okay, somebody give me the whole hadith from memory. From memory. Did you memorize it already before? You memorized it before? No, somebody who memorized it now, today, just today. Now, Abdul Karim. And the
متفقون عليه.
نعم. متفقون عليه. نعم.
متفقون عليه. أي هو
رواه
البخاري ومسلم.
البخاري ومسلم. جيد. Anybody else? Memorize it today while we're sitting here in these last 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Anybody else memorize it? Okay. Who memorized it from before? You knew it already. Naam. Nasir.
An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusallimu al-kabiru
al-saghiru
al-kabiri wal-maru al-qa'idi wal-kalilu al-kathiri mutafikun alayhi aw rawahu Bukhari wal Muslim.
Jayid. Okay. So this hadith also is narrated from Abu Hurairah. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qal. Wa alaykum salam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama yusallimu as-saghiru ala al-kabiri wal-maru ala al-qa'idi wal-qalilu ala al-kathiri متفق عليه أي رواه البخاري with شد on the ya البخاري ومسلم reported by البخاري ومسلم متفق عليه agreed upon by البخاري and مسلم. Okay, any question about this hadith? Let's look at any some of the meanings of the words or grammatical points that they mentioned concerning this hadith. The first thing after the hadith it says سلم فلان على فلان سلم فلان على فلان. The meaning is what? يعني this expression سلم فلان على فلان يعني so and so gave salams to so and so. فلان meaning so and so without mentioning somebody's name. فلان so and so. So and so greeted so and so. But the expression that's used here, سَلَّمَ فُلَانٌ عَلَى, yani this عَلَى gives a certain meaning to the verb سَلَّمَ. سَلَّمَ has different meanings, more than one meaning. If you say سَلَّمَهُ means he surrendered him. But if you say سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ means he gave greetings to him. Okay, so here we're using with عَلَى. And that changes the meaning. Okay, so be careful. Sometimes a verb, depending on what preposition you use with it, may give it a different meaning. Totally different meaning altogether. Okay, so we're using سَلَّمَ عَلَى. سَلَّمَ فُلَانٌ عَلَى فُلَانٍ. So-and-so greeted or gave salams to so-and-so. And then we see after this expression it says, any two dots, now explaining to us what does that mean? سَلَّمَ فُلَانٌ عَلَى فُلَانٍ. It means that قَالَ لَهُ that he said to him السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Huh? فُلَان so-and-so سَلَّمَ عَلَى فُلَان, it means that he said to him السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. He greeted him with the greetings of Islam. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. طيب. After this it says وَالْمُضَارِعُ يُسَلِّمُ. يعني سَلَّمَ, the verb here is the past tense verb, right? So the mudari'u, the present tense verb, is yusallimu. Sallama yusallimu. Wal-amru, wal-amru, what do we mean by al-amru here? The command form, the imperative form. Wal-amru, sallim, sallim. Okay, so we have three words here, this verb. We have a past tense form, we have a present tense form, and we have a command form, imperative form, okay? What is the past tense form of this verb without looking at the paper? What's the past tense form that we're dealing with here? Sallama. Okay, what's the mudari, present tense form? Somebody, now.
Yusallimu.
What's the fi'l amr, the command form, imperative form? Now, Musa. Sallim. 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 Huh? Now. Fayyib. So this, obviously, is in reference to what? Yani linguistic points of this hadith, yani the meaning of the verb sallama and how it's used in the present tense yusallimu and the imperative or command form of this verb. Now he's showing us examples of this verb in use, past tense or present tense or whatever, and other words as well. Okay, so we see that taqulu, yani how do you use this word sallama? The past tense is sallama means he, huwa sallama. But what if you wanted to say, I give salams to somebody? Then you have to change the verb, right? You have to change the verb, the ending of it. In the past tense, you put something on the ending. Like if you said jalasa, you say I sat, you say jalastu. Shariba, I drank, sharibtu. So sallama, I gave salams, you say what? Sallamtu, sallamtu. Ana, sallamtu. So you say, for example, number one, sallamtu ala al-mudarrisi. Sallamtu ala al-mudarrisi. Meaning, I offered the greeting of assalamu alaikum to the who?
Teacher.
To the teacher. Second example, lima la tusallimu ala zumalaika. Lima, what is the meaning of lima?
Why?
Yani limada? Lima la tusallimu ala zumalaika. What is the meaning? Yeah, why didn't you offer the greetings of assalamu alaikum to your colleagues or classmates? Yani zumala is the plural of what? Zamil. And zamil means your colleagues, yani co-workers, people you work with, or your classmates. Classmates. Okay, so these are two examples of the use of this verb, yani in past tense and present tense. Sallamtu, I offered the greeting of assalamu alaikum, and tusallimu, you, present tense, do or do not, yani give salams to whoever. Okay, the next point is the word al-marru, al-marru, with long elongation, fatta on the meme, fatta alif, and then shadda on the ra. Okay, al-marru. And the meaning of al-marru is what? Alladhi yamshi wa yamurru. Okay, alladhi what? Yamshi wa yamurru. So there are two elements to what? The meaning of al-marru. It means alladhi yamshi wa what? Na'am wa yamurru. So what is the meaning? Al-marru is the one who is walking, yamshi, and passing by. Walking and passing by. Walking and passing by. Al-marru. The next word, al-qa'idu. Al-qa'idu, the meaning of it is what? Al-jalisu. Yani perhaps we don't know al-qa'id, but we know jalasa, right? That's a verb that we know, that's familiar to us. Jalasa, yajlisu, yani the ism fa'il is jalis. And here we have the ism fa'il from qa'ada. Qa'id. Qa'id. Okay, the ism fa'il is on the pattern of the this word, fa'il, right? Fa'il. Comes like this. The first radical takes fatta aleph, the second radical takes kasra, and then the third radical takes yani tanween, right? So fa'il. So from, for example, from the verb jalasa, we have what? This should take fatta aleph, and this takes kasra, so it became jalisun. Jalisun. And the same thing if we had, for example, kataba. Naam, kataba. Yani the first letter takes fatta aleph, the second letter, the ta, takes kasra, and the third takes whatever vowel it should take. So we have jalisun, katibun, sharibun from shariba, and we have in this case qaidun. Qaidun, it means one who is jalisun, sitting. Sitting. And no doubt, yani words that have similar meanings in Arabic do have some slight different connotation. But generally the meaning of jalis and qa'id, sitting. But the verbs have a little slight different connotation in the meaning, although generally speaking they have the same meaning. So al-qa'idu is al-jalisu. The person who's qa'id is jalis, sitting. And the next word is al-qalilu. Al-qalilu. The meaning of qalilu in Arabic is diddu al-kathiri. Diddu with shadda on the dal and daad. Diddu, daad and dal. Diddu الكثير. What is the meaning of ضد الكثير؟ The opposite of كثير. What is كثير؟ A lot, plenty, a lot, right? So قليل is the opposite of a lot. يعني a little. The opposite. القليل الكثير. القليل a little, الكثير a lot. Plenty. Alright? So the linguistic meaning of المار is الذي يمشي ويمر. And the linguistic meaning of القاعد is الجالس. And the linguistic meaning of القليل is ضد الكثير. Okay, turn the page and let's look at the exercises. There are two sets of exercises with each of these hadith. One set is dealing with the hadith itself, matters related to the meaning of the hadith, and the second one is related to grammatical points. Grammatical points. Okay, so we're on page 10, munaqisha. Yani munaqisha, in this case we mean to discuss, yani, or examine the hadith, the discussion or examination of the hadith from a linguistic perspective and from a hadith perspective. Okay, so the first group of exercises, ajib amma ya'ti. What is the meaning? Ajib amma ya'ti. Answer concerning what follows. Yani ya'ti is the mudari from what verb? Past tense. Ata. Ata ya'ti. Yani ata, he came. Ya'ti, coming. What is coming? What follows? Okay, so the first question. من الذي يبدأ بالسلام؟ من الذي يبدأ بالسلام؟ What is the meaning of the question first? Somebody. Meaning of the question. Now, Musa. Now, who is the one that starts, that initiates first the salam, the giving of greeting of assalamu alaikum? Who is the one who should? يعني يبدأ. From بدأ, he began. مضاري يبدأ. بدأ يبدأ. To begin, to start, to initiate something. Who will be the first one to give greetings? This is the meaning of the question. من الذي يبدأ بالسلام؟ And I said, من الذي. Why did I put a kasra on men? And men originally has sukoon, right? And the word men means who. It originally has sukoon, but I pronounced it with kasra. Why? Huh? التقاء ساكنين. Now, because the word following it has sukoon. يعني حمزة الوصل. الذي. الذي, right? It has sukoon. This word is, this حمزة الوصل has sukoon. So therefore you can't have two sukoon ساكن letters back to back. So you have to vowelize it. In this case, men, it has fatha. So if we have to put a vowel on, we use kasra. As opposed to min, the preposition min, which means from, it also has sukoon. If it's followed by yani a letter yani that's sakin, and the same rule here, because it has kasra, we're going to add to it fatha. In this one it has fatha, so we give it kasra. This one has kasra, so we give it fatha, to help you to remember the rule concerning these two words, which are almost the same, men and min. Men is with fatha and min is with kasra. Both of them have sukoon, except if they follow by a letter that has sukoon. They follow by a letter with sukoon, two sukoons back to back, not allowed in Arabic, right? This is our rule that we call iltiqa sakinain. It's not permissible to two sakin letters, two letters with sukoon to meet. It's not permissible for them to meet. We have to add a vowel, and in this case, we're going to put kasra here. Men became many. Men الذي يبدأ بالسلام. Okay, somebody answer the question. Men الذي يبدأ بالسلام. Naam, Nasir. نعم الصغير على الكبير. Give us a full sentence.
الصغير على الكبير والمر.
No, I don't mean the full hadith. I mean, give us. You said الصغير على الكبير, but the beginning of the sentence should have something added to it. يسلم, or in this case, in reference to the question, من الذي يبدأ. نعم موسى. يبدأ بالسلام الصغير على الكبير. يعني يبدأ. We want to always try to take the answer from the question. من الذي يبدأ بالسلام؟ يبدأ بالسلام الصغير على الكبير. Or you can say يبدأ بالسلام الصغير. نعم. طيب. Or we could say المار يعني على القاعد. Or we could say القليل يعني القليل يبدأ بالسلام على الكثير. طيب second question, الصحيح أم خطأ ما يأتي؟ What is the meaning of the question? نعم صحيح, صحيح means correct, it also means healthy, it also means in reference to hadith. If we said hadith is sahih, means that it's authentic, so it has a number of meanings, right? But here we mean, is it correct? As-sahihun, is it correct? Am khata'un, or is it an error? Khata means an error. Khata, hamzatul qat, khata'un. As-sahihun am khata'un? Ma ya'ti, huh? What follows? What follows? The sentences that follow, are they correct or are they erroneous? Is it correct or is it an error? Okay, somebody read the first one and then tell us huwa sahihun or tell us huwa khata'un. Abdurrahman. What's the meaning? Naam, the younger person initiates salams to the elder. Is it sahih am khata? Sahih. Huwa sahihun. Okay, the first sentence is correct. Somebody take the second one, read it, tell us the meaning, and then tell us huwa sahihun aw huwa khata'un. Naam, Musa.
Al-kathibu musallimu ala al-qalili.
Naam, he said what? Al-kathiru yusallimu ala Al-Qalili. What's the meaning?
The group that is plenty.
Uh-huh. And the group that is plenty initiates salams to the group that is little. The larger group initiates salams to the smaller group. Sahih al-Khata. Huwa khata'un. What is the sahih? What is the correct statement? Naam, al-qaleelu yusallimu ala al-kathir. Next sentence. Somebody take it, read it to us, tell us the meaning of it, and then tell us if it's correct or a mistake. Naam, Shuaib.
Al-thabu yusallimu ala al-qa'idi.
Naam, al-maru yusallimu ala al-qa'idi. What is the meaning?
The one who is walking
and passing by gives salam to the one who is sitting. Naam, the one who is walking and passing by gives salam to the one who is sitting. أهو صحيح أم خطأ؟ هو صحيح. It is correct. Okay, the last sentence here. Somebody read it to us. Tell us the meaning and then tell us is it correct or not. Abdul Karim. نعم. القاعد يسلم على المار. What is the meaning? القاعد means what? Okay, give us the meaning.
The sitting person initiates
salams to the passerby. As-sahihun am khata'un hadha? Naam, huwa khata'un. This is a mistake. So what is correct? Naam, al-maru yusallimu ala al-qa'idi. Ala al-qa'idi. Yani the passerby initiates salams to the sitting person. Okay, the third question. اذكر حديثا في آداب التحية. اذكر حديثا في آداب التحية. What is the meaning of the question? Anybody? نعم. محمد. طيب, look at it one more time, just a slight modification of what you said. Be careful. Yani it's correct pretty much, but just one word, one little point here. Read it again. اذكر حديثا في آداب التحية. Uh-huh. Just a small matter, just a small matter. Somebody notice what he said?
Yeah.
What did he say, Musa? Naam. You made it definite and it's indefinite, right? اذكر حديثا. Not الحديث, حديثا. Why am I stopping on this point? Because I want us to be very meticulous. When you read something, it's definite, make it definite. It's indefinite, make it indefinite. Because sometimes, maybe not here in this kind of sentence, but if you're reading an ayah from the Quran or hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or some qaida or rule or something in aqidah or in fiqh, and you make something definite that's indefinite, this can change the meaning. All right, so we want to be meticulous in this matter. Otherwise, he translated correctly, except that he gave it yani definiteness, and it's indefinite. Okay, اذكر حديثا في آداب التحية. What is the meaning? Again, Muhammad? Excellent. Mention a hadith concerning the etiquettes, plural, of greetings. Tahiyya. Okay. Who wants to give us a hadith? A hadith that we just had. Now, who didn't recite the hadith to us yet today? Who wants to recite it? Who didn't recite the whole hadith to us? Now, Musa. Now, read the last part of the hadith again. Muttafaqun alayhi,
rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim.
Aywa. What did he say the first time? Huh? He said al-Bukhari wal Muslim. Huh? Al-Bukhari has alif lam. Muslim doesn't have alif lam. Pay attention, okay? His name is Muslim, not al-Muslim. His name is Muslim ibn Hijaj. Huh? Muslim, without alif lam. Alright, so this is important. Again, why? Because we want to perfect. Yani, what we read, what we hear, we want to make sure if there's alif lam, then we put alif lam. If there's no alif lam, don't put alif lam. Okay? We want to get vowels every place. We want to make sure we pronounce the words correctly. We want to make sure, of course, most importantly, that we understand what we are saying. Naam. Okay. طيب جيد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير. طيب question number four. من الصحابي الذي روى الحديث يسلم الصغير على الكبير to the end of the hadith ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه. Okay, somebody take the first part of the hadith, first part of this question. First part of the question, read the question to us, translate its meaning, and then give us the answer to the first part of the question. Now. Now, Mustafa.
Man al-Sahabi, man al-Sahabi alladhi rawa al-Hadith. Al-Hadith. Who is the Sahaba which related the Hadith?
Okay, who is the companion? Who related the hadith? Which hadith?
Yusallimu al-Saghiru ala al-Kabiri.
Naam, who related the hadith? Yusallimu al-Saghiru ala al-Kabiri. Naam, طيب, give us the answer. Man al-Sahabi?
Al-Sahabi Abu Hurairah.
طيب, al-Sahabi al-Ladhi rawa al-Hadith Yusallimu al-Saghiru ala al-Kabiri? Naam. Yani full sentence. Al-Sahabi الذي روى الحديث يسلم الصغير على الكبير هو أبو هريرة. أبو هريرة هو أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. Okay, somebody take the second part of the hadith, read the question, translate the meaning, and then give us the answer. فضل. نعم. فضل.
ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه.
طيب, read it one more time. Pay attention to the vowels on the end of the words.
ومن
المحدثي.
Oh no, ومن المحدث.
ومن المحدث. Why is it المحدث and not محدثي? من is a preposition. من is not a من is a preposition. من is not a preposition. Okay. So this word المحدث. المحدث. Nothing is changing it to take كسر or something else. So originally all nouns should be مرفوعون. Okay, and until something changes it. There's nothing changing it here. Men is just a question word. Nani? Man al-Sahabi. I mean, man al-Muhaddith. Man al-Muhaddithu alladhi akhrajahu. Okay, what is the meaning of this question?
Who is the narrator of the hadith? The scholar of the hadith?
Uh-huh.
That
The narrator they collected it, they compiled it. Naam. Man al-muhaddith. Al-muhaddith means a scholar of hadith. And there are some technical definitions to this word, but here will suffice to say, al-muhaddith is a scholar of hadith. A great scholar of hadith. Muhaddith. Man al-muhaddithu alladhi akhrajahu. Akhrajahu means literally to bring it out. Yani meaning that they brought the hadith to us with its chain of narrators, so that it could be conveyed to the people. So that it could be conveyed to the people. He brought it, yani with its chain, and he placed it in a book, in a collection, yani al-Jami al-Sahih, which we know today as Sahih al-Bukhari. Okay, so who is the muhaddith alladhi akhrajahu? Naam, ya Musa. هو الإمام البخاري. نعم. Okay, these are questions that are related يعني to the hadith, meaning in terms of نعم. Well, it didn't ask for one, it just asked who is the muhaddith. So in this case we should say يعني there are two of them. Naam. In this case we should say there are two of them, because this hadith is muttafaqun alayh, right? So يعني المحدث الذي أخرجه هما الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم. Or we can say المحدثاني, يعني dual, if we want to say it, make it dual. المحدثاني اللذاني أخرجاه, يعني أخرج هذا الحديث الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم. طيب, the second part of this مناقشة or discussion at the bottom of page 10. ما ضد الصغير والكثير. ما ضد الصغير والكثير. Okay, two parts to this question. Somebody read the question, translate its meaning, and then give us an answer. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, on this side, over here. Now. Okay, be careful. You said as-saghiru. What's the vowel on the end of as-saghiru? And you could say as-saghiru if you're giving a certain meaning to it, but if you put these two words together, okay, it's okay. You can say as-saghiru. But otherwise, if this is diddu as-saghir, right, this is the idafa construction. So the second part of the idafa construction should be يعني مضافن إليه مجرور. But in any case, since it's in quotations, it's permissible to say يعني ما ضد الصغير. It's permissible. نعم. ما ضد الصغير والكثير. What is the meaning?
What is the opposite of
the elderly? What is the opposite of الصغير? What is the meaning of الصغير? The small. What is the opposite of the small? And the al-kathir. What is the meaning of al-kathir? A lot, plenty. What is the opposite of this word al-saghir? And what is the opposite of this word al-kathir? Naam. Diddu al-saghir. Al-kabir. Wa diddu al-kathir. And the opposite of al-kathir? Al-qaleel. Al-Khalil. Second question. ما معنى المار? ما معنى المار? What is the meaning of the question? Yeah, نعم, فضل.
What is the meaning of the المار?
What is the meaning of the word المار? يعني with شد on the rock. What is the meaning of this word المار? نعم.
معناه
الذي يمشي ويمر. معناه, the meaning of it, the meaning of this word is الذي يمشي, the one who is walking, ويمر, and passing by. نعم. يمشي is a مضارع verb. What is the past tense of this word يمشي? مشى. مشى, يمشي. And he was walking, يمشي, he is walking. And what is the past tense of يمر? Marra, marra. He passed by. Yamurru, he is passing by. Naam. Alaykum salam. Okay, after this, yani on page 11, top of the page, couple more questions. Question number 3. Ma mana al-qa'id? Ma mana al-qa'id? Somebody over here on this side, help us out a little bit. We're not hearing from this side. Ma ma'na al-qa'id? What is the meaning of this question? Give us the answer. Naam, Muhammad.
What is the meaning of al-qa'id?
What is the meaning of al-qa'id? Naam. Ma'nahu? Alladhi yajlisu, alladhi yajlisu, or as they gave it to us in the book, that's correct though. Ma'nahu alladhi yajlisu, al-qa'id, ma'nahu alladhi yajlisu, except that in the question they gave us a noun, so we want a noun in the answer, alladhi, ma'nahu, yani, ma'nahu, naam, al-jalisu, al-jalisu, yani alladhi yajlisu, al-jalis, right? Alladhi yajlisu, the one who is sitting, he is called al-jalisu, the sitter. Okay, question number 4. Adkhil kulla kalimatin mimma ya'ti fi jumlatin mufidatin. What is the meaning of this question? Adkhil kulla kalimatin mimma ya'ti fi jumlatin mufidatin. Somebody help us. Literally, you know, enter every word. The meaning here, the intended meaning is use every word. Mimma ya'ti. From what follows? Fi jumlatin mufidatin. In a beneficial sentence. What do we mean by a beneficial sentence? We mean that it's going to benefit us in this world or in the hereafter? Huh? We mean a useful sentence. Okay, useful. What do we mean by useful? Complete sentence. A complete sentence. Okay, what's the question? What's the meaning of this question? Enter or use each of the following words in a beneficial sentence. Complete sentence. Yani when we say complete sentence, jumla mufida, we mean, yani if it's a jumla ismiya, it has to have what to be complete? A mubtada and a khabar. A subject and a predicate. If it doesn't have both of them, I don't care how many words it is. It's not complete. Okay, if it's a jumla fi'liya, what must it have in order for it to be complete? Fi'l and fa'il, or it might also have a maf'ulun bi. Not necessarily, it's not necessary that it has to have a maf'ulun bi, it depends on what kind of verb it is. It might be a verb, and it doesn't have a maf'ulun bi, right? But there has to be at least a fi'l and a fa'il, a verb, and the one who's doing the action of the verb, the subject of the verb. Okay, there has to be an action word and the one who's doing the action in order for it to be complete if it's a jumla fi'liya. So when we say jumla mufida, we mean either a nominal sentence that has a subject and a predicate or a verbal sentence that has a verb and a doer of the action. That's what makes it mufida. Yani it makes it complete. Alright, so somebody take the first word and use it in a complete sentence. Nasir. We want to use the exact word they gave us, sallama. Sallama. He. What's the sentence you had? What's the sentence you had before? Sallamtu ala al-mudiri. Sallamtu ala al-mudiri. I gave salam to the. To the what? Principal. Okay, Musa, give us sallama. Naam, sallama at-talibu ala al-mudarrisi. Meaning?
The student gave salam to the teacher.
The student gave salam to the teacher. Okay, the second word, saghirun. Saghirun, with tanween, without alif lam. With tanween. Saghirun. That's an easy word. What does it mean?
Small.
Small or young. Naam. Small or young. Yani like for example, you could say, Akhuna Jamil huwa saghirun. Nah, he's not saghir, he's kabir now. He used to be saghir. Naam.
Okay, somebody give us a sentence, Mr. Khir. نعم, فضل. هذا الطفل صغير. Meaning? This infant is small. Or this child is small. نعم, somebody else, give us a word with صغير. Easy word. Give us a sentence. We have to practice making sentences. And this was part of our homework, that we're supposed to do these exercises for homework. We're supposed to write them out. Or at least look at them, right? Okay, I'm sorry. We're supposed to look at them. Now, preview. Now, you have one? Hada? Masjidun. Okay, meaning? Hada Masjidun Saghirun. Hada Masjidun Saghirun. Naam. Anybody else have one? Naam, Abdul Karim. هذا شجرة و صغير. شجرة is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
نعم. هذا شجرة صغيرة. You have to make it feminine, right? جيد. Okay. Next word. قليل. Somebody have a sentence for قليل. فضل. الحياة الدنيا قليل. طيب. يعني قليل in terms of what? In terms of time? It's duration? Okay, it's short. It's short-lived. Okay, naam. Another sentence. Qaleelun. Yani, for example, you can say Al-amwal fi jaybi qaleelun. Naam. You can just say that, even though it's not qaleelun, but anyway, you can say that. It's alright. Huh? He can't say that. Qaleelun. No, I mean, you can't make that statement. Al-amwal fi jaybika qaleelun. The money in your pocket is a small amount.
This is true.
He said this is true. This cannot be true for the tajir. The tajir has a lot of money. Tayyib, qaleelun. Next word, kathirun. 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 What is the meaning of kathirun? Huh? Many, a lot, plenty. Naam, kathirun. Give us a sentence. Naam. كثير من الناس لا يعرفون
لا يعلمون
لا يعلمون الحق لا يعلمون الحق. What is the meaning? كثير من الناس. Many of the people do not know the truth. Anybody else have a sentence for كثير? كثير. نعم, أبو بكر. وكثير منهم meaning and many of them are, what is the meaning of fasiq? Disobedient. نعم. Okay, the last question. املا الفراغ فيما ياتي بحرف جر مناسب. املا الفراغ فيما يأتي. What does it mean? Fill in the blanks. The empty spaces and what follows. بحرف جر. Now with a preposition. What kind of preposition? مناسب. يعني appropriate. Suitable preposition. Okay. What preposition should be here? Can we put any preposition here? We can't put anyone. Can we say يعني سلمت في المدير سلمت من المدير. Perhaps. Not for our meaning here. Now. Okay, give us one. Abdurrahman. Sallamtu ala al-mudir. Remember we said that sallama, yusallimu. In this case it said sallamtu, right? That depending on what kind of preposition, or how it's used with a different preposition or without a preposition, the meaning could be different. But here for this meaning of giving salams, we have to use the preposition with it, ala. Okay, for the meaning of offering greetings of salam alaykum, of greetings to a person, you have to use sallama with ala. Sallamtu ala al-mudir. Sallamtu alayka. Now, what does that mean? Sallamtu alayka. Sallamtu ala alayka. I gave salams to you. Walam tarud alayya. But you didn't reply. What's with you? ماذا بيك? This is a phenomenon today in the world. Some people, you give them salam, they don't say anything back. They look at you first, huh? Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, how much time we have left? We have a few minutes, right? Okay, let's take a couple minutes just quickly to review this hadith that we had today. Okay, let's look at this hadith that we had today. Let's go over it a couple of times. Yani, who has memorized it? Either, yani, who has memorized this hadith today? 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 Abdul Karim only? MashaAllah. Who, you memorized it today, Mustafa? Ma'am, you memorized it today? Yeah, we want this narration. Okay, who memorized it before you came to class? Already you knew it. Nasir? Muhammad? Faith. So we have still half of our class, we didn't memorize it yet, okay? So we're going to memorize it now, okay? Let's try to memorize it together. It's three parts of this hadith, right? It's not that very difficult. Okay, try to concentrate on the words of the hadith and try to put them in your head as we're looking at them. First part of the hadith, right? An Abi Hurairata. An Abi Hurairata. Radiallahu anhu. We know that already, right? We don't have to memorize that. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu. Qala. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القائد والقليل على الكثير يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه أي رواه البخاري ومسلمون. Okay, somebody give it a shot. We'll help you, inshallah, if you get stuck. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. Somebody give us a shot. نعم. تفضل.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمر على القاعد والقليل على الكثير
متفق
عليه
أي
رواه البخاري ومسلم
أحسن ما شاء الله. Somebody else don't be afraid, we'll help you if you get stuck. Got a lot of helpers here, don't worry about it. Now don't be afraid. Now go ahead. عبد الرحمن.
يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه أي رواه رواه البخاري ومسلم.
أحسنت. نعم.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمرء على قاعد
والمار والشدة
والمار على قاعد
قاعدي
على قاعد والصغير على كبير على كبير.
And now the small amount on the larger amount, smaller group on the big group. Al qalil
al qalil ala kathir
muttafaqun aha البخاري ها
البخاري
والمسلم والف لام امام المسلم وامام مسلم ها البخاري ومسلمون مسلمون without الف لام without الف لام جزاك الله خير. Okay, let's try you know this hadith only has 10 words. Yani, if a person memorizes two or three words a day, you can finish it in 3 days. All right. So before you come back to class next week, please memorize this hadith. Okay. What's the first hadith that we had, yani, in the beginning of this book? First hadith. Who remembers what was the first hadith? Nasiya.
An Jabir radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la taqulu bishimali.
أحسنت. Huh? The first hadith is what? The hadith of Jabir. And we said he is Jabir, the son of who? Abdullah رضي الله عنهما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا plural. You all. لا تأكلوا بالشمال. فإن الشيطان يأكلوا singular. يأكلوا بالشمال. رواه مسلم. What is the meaning of this hadith? Don't eat with your left hand. Why?
Because
Shaytan, the Satan, the devil, does what?
Eat with the left hand.
Reported by Muslim. Second hadith we had. Now.
من المؤمنين الضعيف في كل خير
وفي كل خير أها
وفي كل خير
أها رواه
رواه مسلم
أحسنت. طيب. Okay, third hadith, the hadith we had today. Somebody who didn't recite the hadith today. You did? You want to get another shot? Go ahead.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القعيد
قائدي
والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه
رواه
البخاري ومسلم.
طيب. Okay, again, these hadith, inshallah, we're going to try to memorize them. Just quickly, we're going to stop here, but I just want to read the hadith for next week so you can start memorizing it before you come to class. On page 11, الدرس الرابع عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميتة. Look what it says. الميتة should be what? الميتو فاعل ها correct on your book. يتبع الميتا should be الميتو ثلاثة يعني يتبع الميت ثلاثة. I'm sorry, you know what the فاعل here is? What the فاعل in this sentence is? What is it, ميت or is it ثلاثة? Okay, so then it should be fatah then. Then it should be fatah. يتبع الميتة ثلاثة. يعني, usually the fa'il It's fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul bi. In this sentence it came what? The fi'l, the maf'ul bi, and then the fa'il. So it's correcting. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. ثَلَاثَةٌ is the fa'il, marfu'un. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Okay, what is the meaning of this hadith? On the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. Yani three things follow the deceased. Three things follow the deceased, the person who died. أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. His family, his wealth, and his actions, his deeds. عَمَلُهُ. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ. What is the meaning? Two of them return. After he's buried, two of them, they don't stay with him, they return. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. And only one of them remains with him. What returns? يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. Meaning? His family and his wealth go back to the house, back to the town, to the city. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. And what remains with him is his deeds. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This is a very important hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Please try to memorize this. And before you come to class next week, or we're going to memorize it in the class. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.